As Petersburg Superintendent Rob Thomason began his presentation, he noted that school districts across the state were facing some serious financial challenges.
This particular district, Petersburg City School District, is not confronted with some of the challenges of our neighbor districts. Over the years, we've had great directors of finance. We've had a very supportive city. We've had staffs that and negotiated agreements that were fair and equitable. And we've been able to do some very wise spending and decisions. And so we're in much better shape than just about all of our colleague districts. So that's a very good thing.
The draft budget would spend $8.8 million, which is what it projects to bring in revenue. And that's about the same as this year. The number includes roughly $7.5 million for local operations, as well as another $1.3 million in retirement benefits. The state pays those benefits directly to the retirees on behalf of Petersburg schools, but the schools are required to account for them every year. The district's enrollment has dropped substantially over the years, which has meant less money from the state, and that's the main source of school income. However, Thomason expects that to change with a big kindergarten class coming in next fall.
Finally, it's going up a little, so we're excited about that. But there's a delayed effect there. You don't really get those funds right away until they see the whites of the eyes and the kiddos are there, so we're trying to plan for that.
Petersburg currently has 426 students, and it's expecting 445 to be enrolled next year. The district's facing a variety of increased costs, including personnel, heating, fuel, and maintenance. One position, elementary physical education, would go to half-time next year. The high school librarian position would go back to full-time. That had been reduced to part-time. In all, the district would employ the equivalent of 77 people, which is about a half a position less than this year.
As a people-intensive organization, over 80% of the district's expenditures relate directly to employment of people who deliver services either to kids or in support of those who do deliver services to kids. The remaining 20% is devoted to energy, heat, light, materials, supplies, and equipment. So not a whole lot of wiggle room when we start talking about how do you make changes.
State lawmakers approved a one-time appropriation to cover increased pupil transportation costs, which will save Petersburg about $40,000 a year for the next 3 years. The legislature also made a small change in the amount of money it spends on each student for vocational training, and that would mean $28,000 more for Petersburg. However, House lawmakers nixed a more substantial three-year increase to the BSA, or base student allocation, and that was disappointing to local officials like School Board President Jean Ellis, who was frustrated by what she saw as a negative attitude in the legislature.
I was at the legislature recently, and there seems to be a strong feeling that somehow they don't think the schools are doing a good job with the money they're giving them, so they're not going to give them any, which doesn't really make much sense. And they kind of have this attitude that all the schools are failing. Well, they're not failing. We're not failing, even beginning to be failing.
Ellis was not alone. Board member Jim Schwartz had similar concerns about Governor Sean Parnell. Parnell also opposed the more substantial three-year increase in the base allocation, saying this spring that there was no accountability for the money. Schwartz took issue with that.
When the governor came and gave his presentation to the PFSK, he said, well, I want an open dialogue about how we're spending this money. And there was not one hearing in my mind on SB 171.
Correct.
So there really wasn't an opportunity to have a dialogue as to why that SBA the reason for that change.
On the positive side this year, Petersburg will not see an increase in its health insurance costs, according to Superintendent Thomason. That's because the district changed to a nonprofit plan administered by the National Education Association.
And as you'll recall, when we were with our previous company, Aetna, we experienced a 47% increase. We moved over to the Alaska NEA Health Trust. They have not had beyond a not beyond a 10% increase in 10 years, and this year there is no increase. So it's turning out to be a good decision on the part of the districts and the employees. The employees are saving money. The district is saving money. Is it a Cadillac plan? Heavens no. It's a nice middle-of-the-road Chevrolet, you know, but it is saving us costs.
The district budget depends on a $1.8 million contribution from the city of Petersburg, which is the same as this past year. But there's a twist on that front. Shortly before adjournment, the legislature lowered the minimum contribution that municipalities have to give their schools. Under the new law, the state will provide schools with the difference between the old minimum and the new minimum. Petersburg, that's projected to mean another $260,000. The draft budget does not include that revenue, and board member Schwartz was concerned it could prompt the city to lower its contribution.
And the question is whether they can take $260,000 that's coming here and use that as tax relief, or take the $260,000 and apply it towards educational needs. And that's why it was real important, I think, for us to talk about. This doesn't reflect any of that increase here.
Board members have discussed putting the additional money towards energy efficiency and other needed infrastructure improvements. The board is slated to discuss the draft budget with the city council during a noon work session on Wednesday. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.